Welcome to the website of Community Bible Church. We hope it's helpful to you. We've included on our website sermons, both recent and in years past, that we think you will find a real help and encouragement as you listen to the teaching of God's Word.
Our next song, page 137, What Child Is This? Next song is 136, The First Noel, and we're only singing the first three verses.
Yeah.
you guys were missing out on Miss Carol tonight. I'm afraid to come out in the weather. But she is my favorite, all-time favorite harmonica player. She is just something. Let me do this. Hey, by the way, do you know Craig and Sally have been leading for this whole year, you know, and done such a wonderful job? Would you give Craig, because we're going to be lighting in a minute, give Craig a hand, would you? And Sally, thank you so much for all your work. And then, of course, we've got the wonderful Doris Steinhardt. I mean, Steinhardt McElrath. Doris Steinhardt McElrath on the Steinway, you know what I mean? So that's how we do that. That's how we do it. Wonderful to have you guys playing tonight. Don't mean to make this the Tom Show, but let's... They didn't own a house, no crib, no toys were waiting. Still, they had their love for the child they were anticipating. He was born one winter's night on a road between two towns. They wrapped him up so warm and tight, said it's looked like heaven's come down. There was a new star shining in the sky up above. By his light that winter night, they had peace and perfect love. If we want to find it, I know we always will, 'cause that new star is shining for us still. They worried how to feed him. Simple trade was all they knew. It was hard enough to make ends meet when they were only two. But the cold, dark, and hunger couldn't take away their joy. And they knew that they would find a way for that precious baby boy. There was a new star shining in the sky up above. By his light that winter night, they found peace and perfect love. If we want to find it, I know we always will, 'cause that new star is shining for still. If we want to find it, I know we always will, 'cause that new star is shining for us still. Thanks. We're going to light our candles now, aren't we? Are we doing that? We're going to become lighting? One, two, three, four, five little fingers on his hand. Son of God, Mary's little man. He was born in a manger, gentle as a lamb. My heart's in the five little fingers of his hand. Was no room in the inn when they came to Bethlehem, so in a manger manger, baby came. Little Jesus was his name. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little fingers on his hand, Son of God, Mary's little man, he was born in a manger, gentle as a lamb. My heart's in the 5 little fingers of his hand. Jesus came to save the world, men and women, boys and girls. So bow before him, praise his name, and for his blessings count the ways.
Sing that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little fingers on his hand, Son of God, Mary's little man, he was born in a manger, gentle as a lamb. My heart's in the 5 little fingers of his hand. My heart's in the 5 little fingers of his hand.
Chapter of Matthew, verses 18 through 25. Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Pam's one of the people here that just lights up our platform during Sunday morning. She's Mrs. Smiling. Between her and Willeen, you got to come just Sundays to see Willeen. She gets into it. I thought she was doing the YMCA the other day, and it was some other song, but she's just so precious. We just love those guys. Craig and Sally are going to come and sing for us now. Sal, what do you think? Come on.
Swaddling clothes, his tiny toes. See Jesus, God's beloved Son. See Jesus, God's anointed. See how silently.
just as silently, and as quietly, we can know the Christ through His Word.
See Jesus, God be.
Now Mandy's going to come and play for us. Thanks so much, Mandy. Played all your life, and I love the hat. Very cute.
Page 133, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Now for glad and golden hours come.
rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. And now Tommy's going to sing.
This is a song that was written 150 years ago. In the bleak midwinter, icy winds made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago. Heaven could not hold him, nor the earth contain. Heaven and earth will fade away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed for the Lord God Almighty, Jesus the Christ. Angels and archangels may have gathered there, cherubim and seraphim rising in the air. Yet his mother only, in her maiden bliss, worships the beloved with a mother's kiss. So what then shall I give him, empty as I am? If I were a shepherd, well, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. So what then shall I give him? I give to him my heart. And now Miss Doris is going to play for us. Stomp for her, will you? Doris is going to play. Thanks.
Do you see what I see? It wasn't what was written, but go for it.
Go ahead. Go. Thank you.
John's going to come and read for us. No, I'll hold those for you, John.
This is from Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. Sounds like this one. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Well, suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom favor rests," according to Tom Hampton in his sermon on December 25th. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things in her heart and pondered them. Well, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
You warmed it up for me. I think you stole my... Good thing I have a backup sheet. Angels We Have Heard on High, page 132.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may thy tidings be, which inspire our every song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Francis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Tommy's going to sing Mary, Did You Know?
So, Mark Lowry, this crazy guy, gave this poem to Buddy Green, who then wrote this melody. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy, he's come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame shall leap, the dumb shall speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy, well, he's Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding, he's the great
stampede in here. I'm telling you.
All right, I guess I am reading Matthew 2, 1 through 11.
Thank you so much.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Page 157, Away in a Manger.
Thank you.
My friend George Yance was a guitar builder here in Waterford. I've told you about him before. He built me a steel string guitar years ago after he had become a Christian. And it means so much that on the inside labels of the guitar, he puts in Latin, "To God alone be glory." And my nephew had bought a classical guitar from him, and I always wanted one of the classicals. And I found out that my nephew had it in a closet with no strings on it. And so he shipped it to me this week, and I am personally thrilled with my Christmas present that my friend who's been now in heaven for a lot of years, 7 or 8 years now, that I actually I get another of his guitar. Okay, let me play this for you.
Steps beginning in a manger in Bethlehem, winding their way into a hopeless sinner's soul. Steps imprinted in the sand shores of Galilee tell a story of love that never will grow. For these were the steps of an ordinary man. He held heaven and earth at his command, and he could have chosen the bitter cup to pass, and if he had, I fear, my brother, we'd all be lost at last. Steps beginning in the lowly hills of Judah, all the way up to the hill of guilt and shame. Steps that beckon to the world to come and follow after, and because of those steps, the world will never be the same. For these were the steps of an ordinary man. Held all the power of heaven and earth at his command, and he could have chosen the bitter cup to pass, and if he had, I fear, my brother, we'd all be lost. Steps that beckon to the world to come and follow after, and because of those steps, the world will never be the same. Because of the steps, the steps of Jesus.
Thanks.
Yeah.
page 125, Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, if Savior reigns, let men their wrongs implore. Why fields and floods, rock sails and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes, his blessings, seeds flow, as far as curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the birth is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's pray together, and then we are going to watch, as we're ending, my favorite Christmas video of all time, The Story When Little Kids Tell the Story of Christmas. I love it. But let's pray together. Will you pray with me, please? Lord, thank you for these who braved the storm tonight to come out and sing these songs and remember the historical event of your birth. Thank you for coming here for us. May you be honored this year in our little group here, in our fellowship, in our families, and in our world. In Jesus' name, amen.
An angel came to see Mary. She was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared, and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're going to have, like, I can't say good. Mary, you're going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby, and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not going to have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager. I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel.
She said, this donkey's fast. They tried to go to a hotel, and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way, and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is King of the Jews.
The angel were singing,
glorious. And then the shepherds said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. And then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
We should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave
them gifts?
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one that I have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how I would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly. Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
Well, thank you for visiting the website of Community Bible Church. We hope you found it helpful. Also, if you're ever in or around Waterford, Michigan, we would love to have you come and visit us for a Sunday morning service. We'd love to have you come. Let us know you found us on the web. So God bless you, my friends.